What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she was up late at night with friends and heard her brother screaming from the cemetery. But the thing is, he wasn't even at the cemetery.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, it sure is, and we really like to hear your real ghost stories, so share them with us. You can call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802. You could write in at any time, realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you'd rather not have the ads, you can get the shows without the ads. You'll also get advanced episodes and access to the archive, massive archive. You can become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon, how's it going today?
Well, it's going really good. I am trying to figure out exactly, somebody was screaming from the cemetery, but they weren't at the cemetery.
Yeah, so they lived near a cemetery, but they could hear people screaming from the cemetery.
Oh.
So they live nearby.
Cemeteries are not supposed to be loud.
No, you don't normally hear somebody screaming at a cemetery.
Yeah.
But I don't know. So, okay, let's just go ahead and play this one. Because it's somebody called in, and then we'll talk about what you think it could be.
Okay.
Here you go.
Hi, my name is Jessie. I am calling about something that happened to me when I was a kid. So I've always been really strong with paranormal activity, so on and so forth. Ever since I was a kid, I used to see my grandmother who passed away and so on and so forth. So I've always, you know, had that third eye, I guess. So when I was a kid, we lived in a small neighborhood, so everybody knew everybody, and down the street from me had a cemetery. And the cemetery was huge, so there was a lot of unmarked graves that always gave me the heebie-jeebies. I mean, all cemeteries do, but this one specifically, I did not like going in it. So I'm at my house. All my girlfriends are there. It's summer, and all the boys had gone off with my brother's best friend, and all the boys stayed over there. I have a bunch of brothers, and they all went there, too. So it was girls at my house, boys a couple blocks down, the opposite way of the cemetery. So all of us girls were sitting outside, and we're just hanging out. It's middle of the night. It's summer, so we're laying in the yard looking at the stars, talking to each other. And then suddenly we hear screaming from the cemetery. So immediately we all shut up, and we get real quiet. And then we hear the screaming again. It sounds like my brother. Start screaming, Jessica, 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 help me, Jessica. And it sounded just like my big brother. So I'm freaking out. I'm about to take off towards the cemetery, but then I stop and I'm like, but my brother's not down there. and I keep hearing it. We can see somebody standing in the middle of the cemetery because, like I said, I was right down the street from it. And my brother's voice just kept screaming my name. So I called him. I called him on his cell phone. And he answers, "Hello? What's up? Danny, where are you?" "I'm at Sean's." And I can hear the TV in the background. But at the same time, I can hear his voice echoing down the street from the cemetery. He hears it over the phone. He says, "What is that?" "I don't know. I thought it was you. Get inside now." So I grab all my friends. We run inside. I went to bed. I was like, I'm not dealing with this. It's not happening. So I went to bed. And the next day, one of the neighbor girls came down. They're like, "Hey, did you hear that screaming? Was that your brother? Is he okay?" So it's not just us that heard it. It's everybody that's on the street. And at that cemetery, a bunch of weird stuff has always happened. There was a group of people that died in the cemetery at the time. And there's people that have gotten hurt in the cemetery. You know, kids going, thinking that they're being cute, going to the cemetery, falling in random holes, breaking their legs. It's very not good. Shapes have been seen. People, they ended up building an iron chain link fence around, and after a certain time, you can't go in. But that's my story. I just thought I'd share it with you since you guys seem to have really good insight. I'm enjoying your show. I'm going to be signing up to your subscription, and I'm going to spread the word. I'd like to keep hearing about y'all. So, all right, well, I hope you guys, you know, have a good day. Thank you for listening to my story.
So that's a weird one. Any thoughts on what that could have been?
Well, you know, I was kind of a rowdy teenager. And so my initial thoughts were, you know, yeah, your brother told you you went to the friend's house and he went to the cemetery and they thought they'd pull a good joke on you. You know,
but
try to
she's
scare
saying
the girls.
That she's on the phone with him. She can hear a TV in the background. TV. But then they both heard the screaming because he's like, "What was that?" My thought was, could it have been another friend of his? And if you're yelling, maybe it sounds like your brother, but it's not really. Could it have been him sending one of his buddies over to mess with you to get into the cemetery
What I thought too. Was there, you know, another friend that was doing it? And, you know, if you scream loud enough, maybe or maybe not, it sounds like your voice, you know. So I don't know. Like, I was totally ready to say this is just a teenage prank until she said the brother and called and heard the phone and seemed to be, you know, fine. And then said, you know, just you need to go in or whatever. So he did seem concerned and not in like a ha 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 way.
I'm just telling you right now, I think if you're just hanging out, you're high school and you've got friends over spending the night and you're out in the backyard watching the stars and talking girl talk as we do. And then you hear somebody yelling your name and you think it's your brother in the middle of the night, like it's late at night. That would freak me out. Like that would have scared the crap out of me.
Like, well, yeah, but that is usually the intention of a prank.
Right. But you it would have scared the crap out of me, whether it's a prank or not. Like, that's scary shit. But then she kind of just glossed over, like, threw it out as a quick sentence. And then these people died in the cemetery. How did people die in the cemetery? Like, was there a murder-suicide? Was it drug
overdose?
Yeah, I'm
not sure she didn't bury the lead on that one.
Yeah, I'd like to know, because that does, when somebody dies there, of course, it makes you think paranormal stuff could happen. Mm-hmm. Because the cemetery is creepy anyway.
Yeah.
But I thought that was kind of strange. And then people randomly fall in holes and break their legs. I'm like, what kind of cemetery is this? Portal to Hell cemetery.
Neighbors heard the screaming too. Mm-hmm. But that would be the case if they were just playing a practical joke and sent, you know, one of the guys down there to do that. You know. Of course, everybody in the neighborhood's going to hear him, not just, you know, you.
And my guess is her brother never fessed up to that, though. So maybe the brother didn't even know. Maybe one of his buddies snuck out and was yelling Jessica from the cemetery. You know your brother or sister's voice, but if somebody's yelling, you might be able to disguise it.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering, because, you know, when you yell, sometimes it doesn't necessarily sound like your regular voice. I don't know.
And the other question is, was there other paranormal things that happened from the cemetery? It was creepy with people breaking legs and people dying. Obviously creepy. But was it like paranormal activity that was also happening there?
Yeah.
Or just this one random night?
Mm-hmm.
Questions. I have questions about that.
I know. Like, Jessica, you know, you had me thinking totally practical joke. And then about three-fourths of the way through, I'm like, no, maybe not. So I don't know. I don't know that I can fully say paranormal, but yet, you know, there's a little something there too.
I know. I don't know what to do with that one. Not sure.
Yeah.
So it could be or not. I think that's where we're going to land today. Maybe it is. So here's our next story. It says, I'm not sure why, but I've had a number of experiences in my life. I'm going to guess that means paranormal. It was always spontaneous. In the early 70s, I got a job restoring the Little Jenny vessel out of Huntington Harbor, New York. I was very young, early 20s, had a wife and two small boys to feed, so I felt lucky to be able to work aboard an old historical vessel. And wow, I was getting paid for it. Normally, the Jenny was in a shed or near the shed at the old Knudsen Boatyard. This weekend, the Jenny was in the water at Huntington Harbor. We were testing the watertight integrity. Now, I'm going to have to say some of this story, it's like, I hope I'm saying these things correctly because I know nothing about boating and ships and all of that stuff. So it says, we were testing the watertight integrity. She was in about 30 feet of water. My job was to stand watch and make sure the vessel was safe. It was late into the night, so I had just finished testing the radio receiver, went outside to see how beautiful the harbor and town looked this Saturday night. In the distance, I could hear some people on the boats, but I enjoyed feeling the water lapping against the hull. I went down into the old fish hole, which we converted into a berth. I decided to leave the receiver on very low while I lay in the bunk, getting ready to sleep for a few hours. All of a sudden, I heard walking near the transom stern. I immediately sat up to listen. Then whatever it was started walking on the port side. The full length of the vessel then stopped near the bow. I went out and looked across the deck and around the vessel from stem to stern. When I did not see anyone, I knew something was amiss. Something was not right. I went down into the berth, and before I could sit, the footsteps started again. This time it came from the bow, and it walked to the stern on the starboard side. Hoping it was the guys playing around, I yelled for them to come down. No one answered. I was completely alone. Now, whatever it was, ran from the stern to the bow and completely around the vessel. So it sounds like there's just somebody running all over the damn place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Says I was standing maybe 6 feet from the cabin door, completely frozen with fear. Again, it ran around the vessel at least 5 times, and I just yelled to stop and come down and kept saying, who is it on board? The hair on my head stood up. Do not think that cannot happen. Believe me, it felt like my hair stood up. When I yelled again, the spirit, with a question mark, stopped on the port side and walked to the cabin door where I was. Again, I yelled, who is aboard? The entity, it had to be an entity, opened the cabin entrance. I could hear it open, but it didn't open. Whatever it was, it walked slowly toward me. But no one was in front of me. I was frozen with fear. I just stood looking toward the sound of the footsteps, but nothing was in front of me. Or if it was, I could not see it. I think I stood frozen for about 10 minutes before I had the courage to go out on the deck, hoping to see the guys playing games. I wanted to get off the vessel, but eventually fell asleep on the deck against the deckhouse. I asked the skipper if he thought the vessel was haunted. He stated that at least two men went missing overboard during the life as a fishing vessel, and a man went missing during Prohibition when she was a rum runner. She may have had a run-in with some authorities near Cuba running weapons in the 1890s. So who knows? Some of the guys would not talk about standing watch. So again, who knows? I will never forget this incident, but it was not the only time I had paranormal encounters, but that is another story. So that sounds totally creepy, and it sounds like there wasn't really anybody on the boat but him. Or was, everybody else was sleeping, but he sure didn't see anybody.
I got goosebumps, and I'm not sure whether it was just your such a good job reading this story or whether it was a really good story. I think it was both. But while you were doing that and that, he said the door creaked open, but it didn't open. Like, I just started getting goosebumps. I'm like, oh, gosh. So I totally believe it. And this, I looked it up, and the little Jenny today would be about 140 years old.
Mm.
So it's had so much happen on that vessel that I would say I have no doubt about it.
And it just sounds I'm with you. It sounds really creepy. And so he goes out on deck, doesn't see anybody else, but can definitely hear all these sounds, and including hearing his own door open and somebody walking towards him.
Yeah.
But none of that's happening. That would be a really weird feeling.
It says it's an 86-foot boat.
Google is, what was it, the little Jenny?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds so adorable and not haunted at all. Google is the little Jenny boat haunted or ship. I don't know what it's referred to. Does it say anything?
No, but I'm seeing another ship called Jenny that had a crew that was found frozen on it. So
oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they had no food for 71 days, and there was only one person left alive.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The other Jenny definitely haunted.
Yeah.
No, I think that little Jenny
I think ships could be totally haunted,
all of them. Yeah, like there's so many haunted ships.
Maybe all of them. Yeah, maybe they just all are. I don't know. There's something really, I recently got to spend a little time on a boat up in Maine, and you know, the fog rolled in and it got to where you really couldn't see anything, and it was scary. You know, out there, I was like, this is pretty unnerving because you just can't see if anything else is coming towards you or not, you know,
right.
Or how close you are to rocks or anything. And it was kind of unnerving. It really was. And so could you imagine, you know, 7,500 years ago being out on a ship that, you know, the
7,500 years ago?
No, 75 or 100 years
ago. Oh, I was like 75.
Well, 75. I can't. Yeah, that would be really
crazy.
Like
that's some BC shit.
That would be really something. But I just can't imagine, you know, being out there and how creepy that would be. So I think that, yeah. No, that running around on the ship like that, and that's a pretty good sized vessel.
It just makes me wonder if he worked there much longer or was like, I've had enough.
No, he didn't say, but he writes a good ghost story, and he said that he had more, so I hope he writes back, because that one gave me goosebumps when you were reading it. I was like, oh.
I'm going to go with haunted little Jenny. Oh,
I'm going so haunted on that one.
So haunted little Jenny. Hey, if you have a real ghost story, make sure to share it with us. If you want to call in, it's 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Then you can get the ad-free versions of the show. You'll also get advanced episodes, access to the archive. You can become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. Sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games, and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's Best Deal Ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.